When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Murray! What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Two people in the studio sent me this story, so it has to be a big deal. The beloved children's show Bluey is coming to theaters for the first time with a feature film set for release in 2027. It was announced by Disney and BBC Studios. The movie will follow Bluey, the blue healer pup, and her sister Bingo, continuing their adventures as seen in the hit series.
I am proud to say I have never been forced to watch that show.
Don't you dare, Mark.
I haven't.
I've watched Dora
the Explorer and Paw Patrol and whatever else my 3.5-year-old wants to hold me hostage watching, but I have never had to watch that. I don't know that he watches
it
that.
It makes adults cry.
No, yeah. Easton doesn't even watch it. I've seen a couple episodes just because I wanted to get a feel for it. I'm sorry, I don't see what people like you see in it. It's not funny. It's not.
It is funny.
It's just not great. I mean, happy for you that they're turning this into a movie.
Maybe you just need
a
sense of humor.
Maybe it's like other most annoying kids cartoon ever, which was Caillou. I never understood that one.
No.
Never seen it.
You want to feminize your male child, make him watch Caillou. That's what's going to happen at the end of it. I'm sorry.
All right, moving on. The sequel for Wicked has been officially titled. It's going to be called Wicked for Good. It's referencing the emotion duet between Elphaba and Glinda from the stage musical. The film is set to be released on November 21st, 2025, nearly a year after the first installment, which has become the highest grossing Broadway adaptation in domestic box office history.
It's the fourth grossest movie.
Grossest movie
of the year, and it's about to become the third this week.
Is it the same cast? So Ariana Grande and
everything's the same.
Time. Yeah, everything.
And For Good is the best song in Act Two.
So here's a question, Carl, because you said it was 2.5 hours long, like the first
two
half.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
No,
so
for the first
way
half.
Too long.
For the first half.
So the second half might be just as long?
Now, usually when you go to a play, the second act is shorter. But they're adding two new songs to this one to keep it longer.
So the assumption is they've already got all this in the can and they're just delaying the release.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good for them. I mean, they found a moneymaker there.
Yep.
They won't get a dime from me, but that's okay.
We'll keep with films. The Library of Congress has added 25 films to their National Film Registry for preservation due to their cultural, historical, or aesthetic significance. This year's selections include Up in Smoke, the first feature by Cheech and Chong, making a milestone for the iconic stoner comedy. Other notable additions were The Miracle Worker, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Beverly Hills Cop, Dirty Dancing, No Country for Old Men, and The Social Network.
Which ones of those have you seen, Kim? Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, some of The Social Network.
No Country for Old Men?
No.
Great movie.
Oh, that's a great movie. You got to see that.
Let me add that to the list of about 1,000 movies that you guys...
It's a love story.
I'm sure it's a love... I know it's a love story between two men, right?
No.
No, it's not.
I thought it was.
It's a love story between a psycho killer and his love to kill.
What's the one I'm thinking of, or the two men, the horses?
Oh, that's Brokeback Mountain.
That's Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, don't confuse those.
Have you seen Beverly Hills Cop?
No. Carl, ask yourself the question before you ask me. Is it likely that I have? Absolutely
not. I watched the last one, and it was very good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Axel F.
Eddie did a good job in Axel F.
It looks like Taco Bell is introducing chicken nuggets to its menu starting tomorrow. It's going to be available for a limited time if you want them. You'll be able to get 5-piece and 10-piece meals priced at $3.99 or $6.99, respectively, or in a combo meal with nacho fries and a drink.
What I discovered this morning... on the way to work, if you're just tuning in, is I wanted to get Kim some breakfast for her birthday.
Happy birthday, Kim.
I'm trying to order at one of the few McDonald's that are 24 hours on the way, and the first one wouldn't serve me because they claimed their computer was down. So I ordered at the other one that I knew was on my route using their app, and I ordered 4 sandwiches. What I didn't realize, because it was dark in the car, and I was also trying to navigate the vehicle... it was buy one, get one free. So I got a bag full of 8 sandwiches on my way in this morning. So if you've got that McDonald's app, you might be able to get a deal. You'll only need to order half of whatever you were going to order.
So there you go.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're all good. Yeah. YouTube TV is increasing its base subscription price by 14%, raising from $73 to $83 per month, citing rising content costs. The new rate applies to new customers immediately and will take effect for most existing subscribers on January 13th. Subscribers on promotional rates and trials will not be impacted.
You know, I had a notification the other day, I'm trying to find it, that Disney was increasing prices as of December 24th.
They have to.
$2 more.
But they have to. Because you know that people are watching at home and they're not going to the theaters as much.
I know, but when does it stop? Are we going to be paying... at some point, $50 per streaming service, and then no one can afford more than one streaming service?
Nobody now who claimed they were cutting the cable to save money is saving money. Let's put it that way. It's not happening.
And these services, by the way, in some cases, like I just watched Juror Number 2, and I know it's a new movie, but you still have to pay for some of these movies.
It's on Max, I think, this weekend.
I've had to pay for every episode of Yellowstone this season. $2.99 or whatever.
I can't figure out the
Amazon
Paramount
Prime
Network
yet. Yeah.
It looks like Red Dye Number 3, a petroleum-based food dye used in over 2,900 products, is going to be under FDA review due to health concerns.
Good.
Although linked to cancer in animal studies and banned in cosmetics since 1990, it remains authorized for food and ingested drugs.
Oh, perfect.
That makes complete sense,
nothing
FDA.
To see here.
Thank you.
Where the hell is RFK?
Corrupt.
When we were kids, it was banned.
It was. And then I remember that, Carl.
Yes.
And then it came back. That's when we didn't have red M&Ms.
Exactly. My grandmother loved red velvet cake, and she couldn't get it for a while because they banned it.
And Who cares that your stupid M&Ms are vibrantly red? Who cares that your Fruit Loops are brightly colored? Take out the red dyes and all the other crap, the chemicals that are in our food, just like Europe did. Banned it. Why are we not doing
Bobby
that here?
Bobby Kennedy is coming. He's going to help you.
Please.
Do you want to know why, Kim? Because you eat with your eyes first.
It's true.
It's what it is.
That's right. Absolutely. Unless you're Carl Middleman. You have to see what's coming, right?
Vegetables
and cheese, anything.
Any you have to food, basically.
All that poison.
Meat and potatoes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.